Have you ever said something that you've really regretted? I have. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. You know, I knew it the second it rolled off my tongue. Awful things, hurtful things, destructive things, comments that will be remembered for a lifetime. And in many cases, they were said to the people I love the most. My wife, my kids, friends, family, all have been recipients of deadly poison from my inability to curb my tongue. How about you? As it says in the book of James, we humans have tamed every kind of beast and bird, reptile and creature, but we just can't seem to tame our tongues. If we could just learn to watch what we say, our words can just as easily be a blessing. Have you ever had someone thank you for an encouraging word you might have spoken to them earlier this year? It happened to me just the other night. A young man approached me at a banquet and said that I had taught one of his classes almost 10 years ago. That was the most important class I ever took in school. Your encouragement, kindness, and challenging words really spoke to me. Thank you. Wow. I can't even remember the class or what I said. But to this young man, it was meaningful enough that he sought me out in an event. So how do we bridle our tongues and stop saying things we will regret and say more things that'll come back to us as a blessing? Here's a few things you can do. First, ask God for help. Set a guard, Lord, before my mouth, a gatekeeper at my lips. Do not let my heart incline to evil or yield to any sin. I will never feast upon the fine food of evildoers, from Psalms 141. Think before you speak. We need to listen more and say less. We need to stop and think before we speak in anger. Third, ask forgiveness for hurtful speech. When we've said something hurtful, we know it quickly. Apologize right away before our unkind words have had a chance to sink in, and mean it. Then ask our Lord for forgiveness and the help to watch what we say. Fourth, take responsibility for your words. You said them, you own them. Be conscious of what you say. Ask this simple question: what do I have to lose by being kind? And fifth, practice speaking positive things. Offer encouragement, comfort, kindness, love, forgiveness, and grace. The more we are conscious of positive speech, the more we can find situations where we can be a blessing. We really do have a choice. For me, hurtful things I've said in the past haunt me. I've said enough for a lifetime. Humbly, I want to always choose life. How about you? This is Tony Agnese.